Thanks very much. Good morning. Surrey might already be relegated in the county championship, but they did have something to celebrate yesterday as one of their youngsters broke a club record by becoming the youngest player to reach a first class century and then just for good measure reached a double hundred. Dominic Sibley became the youngest ever player to score 200 in a championship innings as Surrey built a 138 run lead over Yorkshire to close day three on 572 for 4, and at just 18 years and 21 days, he'd early become Surrey's youngest first-class centurion. And Dominic Sibley described to BBC London 94.9 the feeling when he first reached three figures.
Oh, it was more relief than anything. They bowled well at me this morning. I didn't have much opportunity to try and get some boundaries away, so it took me a long time. But when it came, it was relief, and I was just so chuffed. I was quite emotional, actually. The thing we just had in the dressing room there has just summed it all up, really. It's a pretty special day for me, and I'm absolutely chuffed to bits.
Well, it's the final day of the final game of the season that begins this morning at 10:30. Ball by ball commentary is on the BBC London website as Dom Sibley looks to shatter some more records. Elsewhere, England's women's football team sealed their second big World Cup qualifier win in a row, beating Turkey 7-0 at Fratton Park last night. The result follows England's 6-0 win over Belarus last week. The Tottenham Hotspur manager Andre Villas-Boas has been speaking ahead of the meeting with his former club Chelsea on Saturday. AVB says that he learned a lot under his former boss, Jose Mourinho, but knew when the time came to strike out on his own.
My relationship professionally and personal with him was excellent, as you can imagine, because we worked so many years together. Our breakup point was because I was full of ambition to give him something extra, and I wanted further involvement to the job that I was doing at that time, which was scouting and match preparation. I felt that I could give him much more.
Well, on the Saturday sports show from 2 o'clock tomorrow, we'll have plenty of commentaries. West Ham are at Hull in the Premier League. Crystal Palace in the top flight travel to Southampton. And then on the Sunday sports show, we'll feature Brentford's game against Coventry in League One on the home of London Sport. In Super League tonight, Wigan and Leeds play each other for the right to face Warrington in the Super League Grand Final. That's after Warrington Wolves beat Huddersfield Giants 30 points to 22 in last night's first semi-final. And the president of British Cycling, Brian Cookson, says it will be a bad day for the sport if he's not voted in as the new president of the world's governing body, the UCI. The current president, Pat McQuaid, has struggled for nominations and will only feature on the ballot paper if a controversial vote passes to change the UCI's constitution.